Chai and the Dog. I'm your host Deepak.
And I'm Arshna.
And we have our dog Lulu.
Hey guys, welcome. Today we are going to cover a topic which I hope is relevant at the moment. And I'm sure you'll find a lot of inputs from that. What I have named the topic of the day is what we call festi stress. Before you get wondering what exactly I'm talking about, we are talking about festival stress. Christmas season is already on. Today is 29th of November, so we just have about 26 days left for Christmas. And I can see the stress building up in a lot of my colleagues, my friends. And even if you go to the shopping place, you know, to the town center or to the shopping mall, you can see people getting stressed. Have you noticed that, Archana?
Yeah, absolutely, because my clients also, now they have, everyone is off now, they would shop, they would enjoy the festival, but more or less, I feel that everyone is really getting stressed because of a big festival coming up.
So, and I often wonder, like, it's festival, guys. It's there for you to enjoy, yeah? Not to feel stressed about it, but yet we get stressed. So, as I was mentioning that, you know, I just overheard a conversation at my workplace. There were some ladies who were getting stressed about what to wear for the Christmas party and the fact that, the last year's dress is not going to fit them. And then there were discussion about gifts, about, you know, how last year or probably some year before, you know, the gifts that they gave, and they spent so much time thinking about it, but then, you know, the gifts were not appreciated, or the gifts that they got were useless. So you name it. I mean, there is a stressor, a stress factor right now, and I wonder what it does to the whole spirit of the festival.
Actually, this is very interesting, because I was talking to one of my client, and she mentioned that this is one of the most stressful time of the year for her. And I said, why so? Because you meet a lot of unwanted relatives. Who you don't get along with. So it's everything very nice, the gift exchange and everything. But once they are on, you sit on the table, then something happens and somebody get upset. So she said, it has become like a norm in her family,
that everybody gets stressed,
everybody get crossed with each other. Oh. And some people think they have never spoken what they feel. So she was asking me, actually she came to me and she was asking me, how would you resolve this stressful month, actually? And I said, what does Christmas mean
actually,
to you?
Actually, that was going to be my question. So, I mean, you know, so how do you handle such stress, such unwanted and basically completely non-value-add stress, right?
So first of all, you know, let's go back a bit to the history. So festival is what? Festival is where you celebrate. It's a celebration. And especially Christmas, and we had our Diwali in November. So it was like, it's the end of the year and we are having a big festival. So people used to get together. They used to eat and dance, laugh and everything. But now, because of our stress throughout the year, what we go through is still there. And then this comes and it has a lot of expectation, because now is the time we could show to our family, to our friends, what we are actually, you know, in not what we are in a spiritual way, but what we are materialistic also.
How I want the family to see me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a show off.
Yeah. And at the same time, I would say not exactly, but still it's somewhere, you know, you are, everyone is parading that, okay, this is what. So first of all, this is the core thing, that we are so much attached to the materialistic world these days. So that brings stress too. The second thing is our communication with our family and friends has stopped. We text, we write a comment on Facebook or Instagram or those type of stuff. So the social medias, again, we have covered this in the stress topic, but yeah. this is what I was explaining her. And we hardly interact with our own family member too. So this is the time when we, and there are a lot of things which we just keep on keeping under the carpet, and once we meet in festival like this, it comes out and it upsets us more. Yeah, so she was asking me, so how you can be really calm? And because she has been working with me, I said pause. So and she loved the idea. So let me explain why I said pause. Because in mindfulness, we use the term pause. So you breathe in, then you pause, and then you breathe out. So when you pause, a lot of possibility is there. You witness yourself. You witness your act. You witness what is making you so angry. So I said, during Christmas lunch, if let's say your brother has said something or your sister has said something which has really made you feel really low and upset, you just take a deep breathing and pause and just think about it. This was not the case when we were born, and when we were like kid, we used to play together. It was like everything goes, you know, it was like flow. So we are upset, but the next minute we are playing together. So why this has stopped now? Because we have stopped doing the pause and connecting with our true values and what are. It's a false ego which makes us really upset a lot of time.
Okay, that's good.
Deepak said that's good. I don't think it's the right answer, but that's good.
No. That's okay. That's what I would call is a very idealist answer.
Yeah.
Now, imagine a situation. Christmas lunch. People are sitting down. Somebody has had a glass or too many, which usually people do. Or even if they don't, I mean, somebody has been carrying that brunt in his or her chest for a long time, and they take it out. Okay, so let's assume you and me. So I'm taking out. You'll say, okay, fine. Let's disregard it. Let's pause it and move on. But I'm hell-bent on getting this out.
No. You might have taken it wrong. Oh, it's not for the person who is really angry. Let me tell you a story.
I'm making you angry. Right.
But you are angry. You wanted to tell me things what you have not.
Yeah.
So it's I am the one who is taking your anger. Yeah.
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 So who would pause, me or you?
I will pause because I have got now the choice whether to take your anger inside or not.
Yeah, but I continue doing that.
Yes, I know we all are human. I can get upset, but the thing is, if we remind ourselves again and again, this is my choice, because as we see the waves in the sea, so we are not the waves. So if somebody is getting angry, we don't have to be a part of their drama or their story. We can really detach ourselves. This is what need to be done, because we really get involved. So there is a very beautiful story where two people were really first they were talking, and then they started getting angry, and then they so somebody asked the teacher why people shout when they are angry. They said because they close their heart when they are angry. They can't see anyone's perspective or anything, and they can't see themselves. I know this seems like not the answer, but this is the answer actually. If you really pause, if you really calm down, and I don't want to be part of your game.
Can I throw a glass of wine on the face before pausing? No, sorry.
But again, another point was this, that yes, I know if let's say people say, oh, this is my family, this is my friend, so it's okay, they can abuse me or they can say things. Yeah, so here also we have a choice. This Christmas, I would say that I really don't want that type of stress. If that person is making himself or herself all the time coming to the table and bringing its ego, which is much bigger than him or her, you have to draw a line, a boundary, and say no, it's okay, you know, I will have my Christmas. Or you know, you can still say no in a very good way, but at the same time you are just drawing the boundaries to show that person that you respect your own boundary actually.
But that is what I was trying to kind of, you know, say, that look, a lot of time, the situation is partly your creation. Okay, you invite people, you invite a lot of people, you know very well that you don't get along with them very well. Okay, so you invite people, you go to an event where you know that there may not be many friends. Yeah, you go there, even before you reach there, you're already in a stressful situation. Yeah, okay, and then you maintain that stress throughout the whole event while you are there, or while, you know, your invitees are there. And things are bound to erupt when two people are in stress, you know, things are bound to erupt. So a question that you need to ask is it really worth going through that stress? Is it, I mean, why am I inviting this person, even if I don't like this person, just because I'm inviting everybody and so, you know, this person gets tagged along? I think somewhere down the line, we need to be a bit more honest with our relationship. Somebody might be your brother, somebody might be your sister. You, at some point of a time, you need to draw a line and you say, oh, thank you very much. You know, you can wish the person Christmas or something. And then you say, I'm having a very close-knit, you know, people with us. What do you think of that? Am I being too extremist here?
No, Deepak, this is very good, because somewhere you are just learning how to draw the boundaries. But how I started with the pause thing, because if we are flown by the emotions of other people, so in because as you know, I am reading the tantric yoga and how it was originated at 100th century, and the way it is written, like there are different layers. So this is the second layer, which is one, first is the physical and second is the emotions. So still we are also floating in that emotion. So I know we would stop calling our brother and sister for a Christmas lunch. That's okay. But maybe some other person would upset you.
So don't call him or her.
You know, we keep on changing friend circle. We keep on changing people because we really think it's a peace. Sometime we have to just pause and look inside us, whether there is a solution inside us, and it's always inside
or
us.
Or whether even you are the problem and not the others.
Yes.
if suddenly you
Deepak
find...
Deepak is in a mood to stress me out today.
I'm saying start with a guest list, and then suddenly all the people you start ticking off, they start falling like your autumn leaves. And
exactly,
then because
you have make your ego so big.
Yeah.
And a very, very beautiful thing to understand, that whether whatever a person has said, whether it matters next day, tomorrow, ask yourself this question, whether this would matter in a week, in a month time, in a year. And if the question, if the answer comes as no, forget about it. It would not change you. It would not change you who you are. This is just, we are talking about emotion, the gifts part.
Yeah.
Does gift make someone really happy? I think for a moment, definitely, yeah. You give me something nice and I will just look at it and I feel it. But the more important is how you welcome, how you love, how you care for that person. That would make that person happy. But this festival season is more about what we are giving it to our children, to our husband, to our wife. And it is huge. It is huge. We just disconnect ourselves and everything is just outside.
We kind of, you know, wash our hands, think, okay, fine, I've given him or her a gift, and fine, that's over, right?
Yeah.
I've done my role, I've done my job, now I can afford to be nasty.
Yeah, but I totally understand. As a viewer, you must be thinking, oh, are you a saint that you are talking like this? No, I'm not a saint. But the thing is, we all are human. These are small steps. As we have learned to being entangled into this worldly thing, we can also learn to unlearn these things. That is more important.
And to give our example, like, you know, we have got a circle of friends and they like to party quite a lot. We also love to party, but not as frequently as they do. So we have detached from them. It's not that, you know, we have stopped being friends. They're still our friends. We still talk to them. We still kind of, you know, meet them. but whatever. But whenever there is a party or some kind of a you know, eating out that is happening, again, that is something that we really don't enjoy quite a lot. So we kind of said, look, guys, we are not interested.
And the thing is, it's nothing against them, because when we pause and when we look at them, they are young. They are much younger than us, and they have a different priority in life. So we are not judging them. This is what they have chosen, but our lifestyle or our way of living asks for something different.
Yeah.
So we are still very good friends, and we care for each other. So we can have a very, very solid and strong boundary, and with a lot of respect about others. People who value themselves, they value others. That's really important too.
So I think one of the things that you can try this Christmas is, whenever you're sending out an invitation to people for Christmas lunch or for Christmas dinner, you also probably attach a list of do's and don'ts. Do not talk about my hair. Do not talk about my increase in weight. Do not talk about the thing that happened that other day, you know. But please talk about this. Please talk about that.
I know this would again sound like, if you have not practiced any of the mindfulness stuff or have not heard about it, it's something very nice, because the other day I was in a party and everyone was complimenting, though, you know, I'm growing my gray hair. So everyone was saying, oh, it looks really nice. I make an effort to look nice. But then there were one or two comments which came to me that it doesn't look nice. Yeah. Generally what happened when there is a negative feedback, we sink in and our confidence really goes low, and we really think, oh my God, or we get really annoyed or but the thing is, I just pause at that moment, and I thought it's a like somebody likes rose. So in a flowers, so maybe Deepak like rose, I like lily. So it doesn't mean the rose would stop growing because I don't like rose. Yeah. And lily would stop growing because Deepak doesn't like lily. So it's the same thing. People can have a different perspective and they can see with a different view, but it doesn't mean that it's not so deep, because it's just very artificial, and it's the outer layer which we are much more concerned about. If somebody definitely really try to shame you in your party, then that's a very different thing. Shaming is not allowed. You should not allow anyone to shame you for who you are. Yeah. So that's, yes, as a human nature, we feel bad about it. But in that party, I just love those guys, because I thought they were honest what they felt, and they really felt close to me. That's why they have such a remark.
Yeah. And you look, you can actually distinguish between an honest comment. I mean,
exactly.
Fine. I mean, exactly. I don't like somebody's dress. And if the person happens to, I would not go and say, hey, you are wearing a very horrible dress. No, I won't say that. Yeah. Okay.
But you should not.
But if the person asks, do you like my dress? I would say, really, that's not up to my taste. Now, if then the person feels bad about it, that's not my problem. You asked for an opinion. I have given you my opinion.
But it depends how close you are to that person. This is also something, because you can't, you will not say these things
If I'm not close to that person, then that person should have never asked me in the first instance if I like.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So the fact that the person is asking me, and so he or she is entitled to an honest opinion. That's one. Always try to understand whether the person is giving an honest opinion, or the person is trying to shame you. If the person is trying to shame you, don't get shamed. And
you are also not allowed to shame anyone.
And you are also not allowed to shame. Yeah.
Because a lot of time when you practice these things, so people think that I am much above than others because I am spiritually more aware. The minute you think that, your ego has kicked in.
Yeah.
And it's not acceptable. Yeah. Because, you know, everyone is doing their best. So if you are inviting your friends and family, friends just enjoy, you know, and think about it. It would not matter in 5 years' time and 2 years' time.
Forget 5 years. In 2 days' time, people forget it, yeah? Okay. So, but the whole idea is, festivals are meant to be a joyous occasion. Festivals are meant to celebrate, yeah? So, enjoy the festival in its spirit. If people try to take advantage, please do not let them. Have a draw a very strict boundary. It may need, and some people may not get it. Some people are thick-skinned, and you know, and you might give a couple of hints saying, hey, look, you know, but the person doesn't get it. Then just say, look, can you stop this? I'm not enjoying it. That's it. You asked for it, mate. You got it. So, and I think the person should get it. Typically, it happens that in a party of 10 or 12, it is just one or two person who really kind of spoil the whole party. Yeah. If that person happens to be in your party, single the person out. Just ensure that others don't stop enjoying.
Yeah, it's just like everyone should not start playing the same game what that person wants to play. That's important. And last thing which I want to add is why people get stressed is because, again, you know, they take gifts which are like beyond them, you know. So you are buying things for your children, iPhone and watches and all. It's okay if you have that short of money, go and blow up your money. That's good. But the thing is, you have to remember that things, your need and want is different. Need is what we need to survive. Want is, can be like anything. Yeah. So you have to know the difference. So when our want goes, and this is the second chakra where our water flows. And when we don't know the difference between need and want, and we move towards the want, that is pleasure. So more pleasure in our life for a moment, yeah, for a day. And that can be really painful later on. So yes, stressful.
And believe me, the whole world conspires against you to buy expensive gifts, to buy gifts. Honestly, So today is Black Friday. The ads had started 2 weeks ago. Since Monday, it was just in my face everywhere I go, on the phone, on the laptop, on the telly, even the ads on the tube.
I honestly think that if it's a Black Friday or something, if you really need something, you should look for a deal if it's you need. But frankly, we don't need anything. It's just
and the gift, yeah. And so, like, you know, yesterday or probably the day before, during lunchtime, I went out to the shopping mall. Oh, I need to buy something. I kind of went to PC World, then I went to Fat Face, then I went to, Charles Twilight and a number of places. And everything, I say, do I need it? No. Do I need it? No. I can do with this coat. Really? I can do with this shirt. Really? So the thing is, there is a lot of consumerism. Suddenly, I mean, you are planning to buy a gift for your niece, for your nephew, for your kids, and suddenly what is being shown on the telly seems much bigger, much nicer,
and more expensive.
Yeah, obviously that is what they want to do. And then, and even your kid or your nephew or your niece would say, oh, I want that iPhone 13, or is it a 13 model?
I don't know. Latest? I have no clue about iPhone. Yeah. I would add one more thing, that festival time is about kindness and giving. Giving in the sense what you could care for. There is a lot of places where you could go and work as a charity, or you could donate money, or you could care for some of your neighbors or old people or someone. So make it more like this, so that would be more rewarding than just doing it like with money and gifts and all. So that can be more rewarding. So bring kindness and giving more into your life. That would make you less stressful, I believe.
I definitely believe so. I have signed up to actually provide food to elderly on one day in a church near my workplace. The fact that I signed up, I mean, you know, you just had to sign up and they had to approve. It is not yet approved. But the fact that I said yes to it made me feel so good.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that, you know, if I get that opportunity and I go and I serve food and spend probably about 6 hours with them, I'm sure it would be much more rewarding.
It's exactly the same thing. Like if your child has got 3 jackets, but you buy another designer jacket, 4th jacket. But if you give that 1 jacket which you have bought to someone who doesn't have anything, I bet no matter who you are, where you are, and what condition you're, you would feel much better than giving your child again and again fourth and fifth jacket. I personally feel that way. And this is how our human nature is.
Yeah. So guys, it is festival time.
To add one,
sorry,
go ahead,
please.
Yeah. Next year, I'm planning to launch some courses, online courses, and I would write about in the blog and the social media and everything. So do let me know if you are interested in any of the topic, because I'm developing this course and it will be like a year-long course, but slowly I would launch one by one.
Do you want to talk about it now?
It's just an online course, a 12-month course. You have different stuff like rituals. What are rituals? Why you do rituals? And why it's important to practice those things? And then movement, then your food, and then creativity, fun, adventure, environment, mindfulness. So name it. it's like a slow, but very nice way to learn how to embody yourself and be grounded first in this world, and do things what matters to you. And then slowly we will make this on the after 6 months, 7th month, we would start bringing it more like a tree. So you are the root, and then the stem comes, and the whole tree begins. So how we could contribute in this world.
Wow. I think you need to start telling about it on the social media, on the Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would love, if you are interested, I would be having my, your email list and everything. So it would be really nice idea that if you are interested in any of these topics, so do let me know. So I'm working from the first month topic. But every topic would be launched once it's finished.
So yeah. How can they get in touch with you?
I have got my website.
No. So do you have a page there where they can register?
Not exactly. It's just the seed is there. I have started working on it, and I just thought it's a good time, Christmas.
To announce it.
Yeah. And just to say that, I'm not waiting for New Year to happen. I have started working on it. So I just thought you are such a lovely bunch of people who support our work. So just thought of sharing this with
you. Great. So as soon as it is launched, we'll let you know. But hopefully that will be in the next year. And guys, one announcement. So this is the last podcast for this year. We decided to take a break in December. As Archana said that,
we are not stressed out, but we are taking break.
Yes, we are not stressed out. But then we also need to make a list of who we don't want to invite. Yeah, okay. But Dina is right now, she is really neck deep into building her course up. And we thought that as it is, it's Christmas time, you guys would be busy. So before we leave, we want to wish all our listeners a very happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your festivities. Please don't get stressed. Please make the most of it. And we meet you in the new year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.